And while we're waiting, I'd like to acknowledge my co-investigators, Lee Cascutis, Jane Whitbrout, Cosette Tylak, Yun-Yi Hung, Veronica Osejo, and Gabriel Escobar. And most of us are from Kaiser Permanente's Division of Research or the Alcohol Research Group in Berkeley, California. Okay, the purpose of this randomized clinical trial was first to implement an enhancement to an existing substance abuse treatment program for pregnant women, which will help them recognize the actual quantity and frequency of the alcohol they consume and provide ways to help them cut down, and secondly, to compare the existing treatment to the enhancement on neonatal and maternal outcomes. But before I tell you about the study I'm going to be talking about today, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Early Start program. It's an obstetric clinic-based perinatal substance abuse intervention program. It's currently operational at all 35 OBGYN clinics in Northern California Kaiser. Each site has a licensed clinical social worker called the Early Start Specialist. The unique feature of this program is that the specialist is located in the OBGYN department. It's an early interventional model with the goal to motivate women to stop using alcohol and drugs during pregnancy, and they use a variety of counseling techniques. The key components of Early Start are educating all pregnant women about the risks of prenatal substance use, universally screening all pregnant women for risk by urine toxicology screening and questionnaire, the location of the substance abuse specialist in the prenatal clinic, and ongoing training of the OBGYN providers on perinatal substance abuse. The Early Start protocol starts with substance abuse screening questionnaires and urine toxicology screening tests completed at the first prenatal appointment. These questionnaires are reviewed for risk by the Early Start specialists, and then women are referred for assessment based on either a positive questionnaire, a positive tox screen, or they can be referred by their provider. Then an assessment is scheduled in conjunction with their next OB appointment, and the patients are then assessed. If they are assessed to be chemically dependent, substance abusing, or problem drinkers or drug abusers, they are seen for counseling with the specialist at their subsequent prenatal appointments. Now on to the background for the study I'm presenting today. The Early Start specialists were finding it difficult to assess for alcohol. The amount the women were using was hard to quantify, and there were drink size issues. So we submitted a response to an RFA from NIAAA on preventing fetal alcohol syndrome in March of 1999. Funding began in September of that year, and was a six-year study beginning in September of 99, ending in June of 2005. Our hypotheses regarding perinatal outcomes were that women screened eligible for Early Start who were using alcohol, if they were provided with intensive education and careful quantification of their ethanol consumption, that would be the Early Start plus intervention arm, would have significantly better perinatal outcomes than those who received no counseling, that would be the control group. In addition, we felt that women who received counseling in the usual care Early Start group would have intermediate outcomes. Our study design was a modified randomized clinical trial in which we randomized sites rather than subjects. Our population was women of childbearing age who are HMO members and at risk for alcohol problems during pregnancy. 58% of our study population was non-white, including 20% black, 15% Hispanic, and 7% Asian. Our study members included 1,069 women who were assessed positive for alcohol and referred to the study. They all completed an Early Start prenatal substance abuse screening questionnaire, and follow-up interviews were completed by February of 2005. All babies were born at the Northern California Kaiser Hospitals. There were three study groups in our study. The first group is the Early Start Plus group. That's the intervention arm of the study. The second group was standard Early Start, and the third group was a control group. Hold on a second. That came from facilities that did not have the Early Start program during the study period, but at which we implemented the Early Start screening questionnaire. So these were women who completed that questionnaire and were found positive for alcohol use. The first group, the Early Start Plus group, had 584 eligible women, but once subtracting out those who did not consent or were lost to follow-up, we have analysis of 266 women. The standard Early Start group started with 417 eligible women and ended up with 298 in our analysis, and the control group started with 398 women. We had 344 in the analysis. The data we had to use was the results, or responses, I should say, the Early Start Prenatal Substance Abuse Questionnaire, the patient assessment and treatment data from the Early Start specialists, the intervention data itself, and for outcomes, we had NICU stay data and birth hospitalization data on both the baby and the mother. From those two things, we found outcomes for assisted ventilation, low birth weight, preterm delivery, NICU admission, baby rehospitalization, preterm labor, and preeclampsia. As I said before, we randomized by study sites, not subjects, and our data analysis took that into account. We first characterized the study groups and detected differences in demographic variables. Our statistical analysis included Fisher exact tests to compare the three study groups by pairs on each outcome, and we then used nonlinear mixed models to estimate the odds ratios for each outcome, comparing the three groups, adjusting for maternal age, ethnicity, marital status, and maternal education. The study protocol at the Early Start Plus and Early Start sites began with women being identified as chemically dependent, alcohol abusers, or problem drinkers at their Early Start assessment appointment, and they received a study information sheet at that time. The Early Start specialists then sent their referrals to the Division of Research, where my study staff was, and then a quantity frequency telephone interview was conducted at 16 weeks, followed by an Early Start Plus intervention for the intervention group only. We call that the Vessels intervention number one. There was then a second quantity frequency telephone interview at about 30 weeks gestational age, and usually at that same appointment around that time, there was a second Vessels intervention for that Early Start Plus group only. At the control sites, the study protocol was a little bit different. The Early Start screening substance abuse questionnaire was completed again by the prenatal patients, but they were sent to the Division of Research for review because there was no Early Start specialist on site. Remember, they did not have the program there, so there was no treatment available to those women. But they were identified at risk for alcohol problems based on their responses to the questionnaire. Then a referral was made to the Division of Research telephone interview, then conducted the same two telephone interviews as were conducted on the other groups at about the same gestational ages, 16 weeks and about 30 weeks. The Early Start Plus intervention had two components. The first was to use the Vessels methodology to help women better quantify the amount of alcohol they drink, and I'm going to talk about the Vessels methodology in a moment. And there's also an education component on harm reduction, which explained the alcohol content of beverages consumed to each woman, that it was never too late to cut down during pregnancy, teaching slow down methods, and also brochures were distributed describing this intervention to them. Now I'd like to briefly describe the Vessels intervention itself. It was a computerized intervention conducted at 20 to 24 weeks and at 30 weeks gestational age. The size of the usual drink of each alcoholic beverage type consumed was determined using actual vessels, such as glassware, cans, and bottles, as well as photographs of vessels. The largest number of drinks the woman had in one day was determined. Also, the number of drinks and the ounces in her usual drink size for each type of drink that she consumed, and the comparison of her drink size to a standard drink size of the beverage was then discussed. Here is one of the photos showing four of the potential vessels that the clients could choose from to describe the drinks that they had. The Early Start specialist had a set of a dozen actual glasses and vessels, also a binder of photos such as this one. So now I'm going to show you what would actually happen if a woman was having an assessment with the Early Start specialist of the Vessels intervention. These are a couple of the computer screens that both the client and the Early Start specialist would see during the intervention. This client chose vessel number 6 from the previous screen, which you can see right here. And she said that she filled that to level G, which is up here near the top. And a standard drink size is actually at level C. So what the Early Start specialist would say would be, let's look at wine and compare the size you usually drink to the standard size for wine we've just discussed. As you can see, your wine drink size of 8 ounces is 2 times the standard drink size. Since your drink size is bigger than a standard one, you are drinking more alcohol than you probably think, and that alcohol is reaching your baby. So instead of drinking one drink like she thinks, she's actually drinking 2. So the graphic shows that instead of 1 glass, you have 2. And then the hourly start specialist would say, let's look at wine and compare the size you usually drink to the standard size of wine we've just discussed. As you can see, your drink size of wine is 2 times the size of a standard drink size. Since your drink size is bigger than a standard, oops, did I go backwards again? Oh God, I can't get this right, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. So the woman then said that she drank 2 drinks a day. Each of them are the size of 2 standard drinks. So in effect, she is drinking 4 standard drinks rather than the 2 that she thinks she is. So the early start specialist would explain that and then say, remember, your drinks of wine are 2 times the standard. So this was done for each beverage that the woman consumed. And then in addition, the telephone interviews that were conducted on all 3 study groups happened twice during this study period. Each woman was asked to quantify her consumption of each beverage type she consumed in the 30 days prior to the intervention and in the 12 months before she became pregnant using standard drink sizes. These interviews were conducted by trained interviewers from the Division of Research. And now for some results. We compared all 3 study groups in pairs. Here's some results for the neonatal outcomes. The results show odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals. So we compared the groups, as I said, in pairs. The early start plus group to the control group, the early start group to the standard early start group to the control group, and then early start plus to early start. Although all the odds ratios comparing early start plus to the control group and early start to the early start itself to the control group. Although all the odds ratios for those 2 comparison sets were less than 1, indicating that the two early start groups are better than the control group on these neonatal outcomes, the only significant odds ratio was this one, comparing for low birth weight, comparing early start to the control group. No comparisons between the early start plus group and early start in that last column here were significant. And here are the results for the maternal outcomes. Again, all of the comparisons between early start plus in the control group and early start in the control group were less than 1, but the only significant one was this one for preterm labor comparing early start plus to the control group. And again, all the odds ratios here for early start plus versus early start were not significant. So in summary, the controls had higher adverse outcome rates than both of the 2 early start groups. In particular, statistically significant odds ratios were found for preterm labor comparing early start plus to the controls, and for low birth weight comparing early start to the controls. No significant differences in outcome rates between early start plus and the standard early start were found. So in conclusion, our results suggest that early start already provided a high standard of care. And despite the fact that the Early Start Plus clients did not have better outcomes than the Early Start clients, as we had hypothesized, the Early Start Plus was very well received by the clinicians and clients alike. It provided the clinicians with an innovative assessment tool and facilitated dialogue about drinking during pregnancy. And I just wanted to also add that we have a paper coming out in Social Work and Healthcare on this presentation in press. Thank you.
We have time for a couple of questions.
I have a question.
Sure.
What was the referral made for the control group after it was ascertained by phone that they, or by their interview, that they were at risk for drinking?
Sorry, say that again?
What was done for the control group of people when it was determined, the women, when it was determined that they had risk of drinking?
Yeah, there was no early start. The question was, what was done for the control group that were found to be positive for substance abuse during pregnancy? As I mentioned, the early start program was not yet in operation in those clinics. So what would be normally done was done there, which was the women were, their providers were told that they had a substance abuse problem, and their OB providers could refer them to substance abuse treatment programs in the psychology or psychiatry department at their clinic. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.